But if you're not a native speaker, you have to pass a test. Now, can it be right to reject a student on linguistic ability alone? Perhaps you have a computer scientist who's a genius. Would he need the same language as a lawyer, for example? Well, I don't think so. We English teachers reject them all the time. We put a stop sign and we stop them in their tracks. They can't pursue their dream any longer till they get English. Now, let me put it this way. If I met a monolingual Dutch speaker who had the cure for cancer, would I stop him from entering my British university? I don't think so. But indeed, that is exactly what we do. We English teachers are the gatekeepers, and you have to satisfy us first that your English is good enough. Now, it can be dangerous to give too much power to a narrow segment of society. Maybe the barrier would be too universal. Okay. But I hear you say, what about the research? It's all in English. So the books are in English, the journals are done in English. But that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It feeds the English requirement. And so it goes on.